Let's stick with the markets now. Bring in Louis Navalier. He is founder and chief investment officer at Navalier & Associates. Louis, it's good to have you here. Clearly, this is a market that is driven by the headlines right now. We know those headlines seem to be changing hour to hour. What is an investor to do?
Well, investors have to realize that their best inflation hedge is stocks. We saw it with any company that can raise prices. That was Procter & Gamble, Levi's, and Tyson Foods. And the semis are on a tear right now. Obviously, they have a big order backlog. NVIDIA is acting very good ahead of its earnings announcement. But earnings are working, and but companies not only have to beat, they have to provide good guidance.
So in terms of what's happening between Russia and Ukraine and how that's affecting the markets, do you think that will play into the Federal Reserve's decision as to when they're going to raise interest rates? Let's say, for instance, there is an escalation of the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Does that mean the Fed begs off and doesn't raise interest rates right now?
I think the Fed wants to stay the course, to be honest with you. The truth of the matter is the Fed doesn't like to vary from its plot that it has. I'm in the camp that they'll do 3 to 4 rate increases this year. I think what Jim Bullard's doing is just undermining the Fed's credibility. Jerome Powell's a consensus builder, and in the end, they're going to do what the consensus wants. If they do 50 basis points at the end of March, it's not going to be a surprise. But let's face it, even if you raise rates 4 times, a full 1%, that's not going to put a dent in this inflation. This inflation is structural, and it's just not going to be resolved by the Fed.
So what will resolve it? Just time? The fact that we need to pass through this pandemic and supply chain issues need to loosen up?
Well, what would resolve it is the recession. And we're not going to have that right now. Obviously, we're coming off very strong economic growth. But, you know, the world has to slow down and demand has to drop. The problem with oil, there's more demand for oil in the spring than there is in the fall. There's more people in the northern hemisphere than southern hemisphere. So even if Russia doesn't invade, which I have Russian friends, they say this is all a big distraction so they can take over the economy of Belarus. The truth of the matter is, I think oil is going to remain very, very firm just because of strong worldwide demand. But yeah, the Fed has lost control of the inflation, and they're not going to be able to get a hold of it until we have a recession, and that's not in the cards.
We were just showing a graphic of oil. We know crude oil was getting closer to that $100 a barrel. I mean, it's down today quite a bit, off now about 4%, and energy is the only S&P 500 sector in the red today. What are you doing with regards to oil and investments in the energy space right now, Louis?
Well, we have a lot of big integrated oil companies that showed up, like a British Petroleum and things like that. Obviously, it's got a great dividend yield. We do like the EOGs of the world, the ConocoPhillips. Obviously, they're very busy in the Permian Basin. But the truth of the matter is the output of the U.S. has dropped. It was initially with the drilling ban, which a judge overturned. But the basin's having a bit of an issue with age. I realize we can tap North Dakota, but now we have to put all that on trains and trucks, and that's not very efficient. And so we're not going to be energy independent immediately. And then, of course, they did have a big auction offshore, but that got blocked in the courts. So we have to get used to the energy prices where they are.
So St. Louis Fed President Bullard, you mentioned him a little while ago. You say he's maybe undermining Fed Chief Powell by saying what he's been saying. He's been talking about front-loading those interest rate hikes. And then yesterday he said, and if we were to have 5 interest rate hikes this year, they wouldn't negatively impact the economy or the stock market. Would you agree with that? Is that pretty much a baked-in scenario for investors at this time?
It's anticipated. We've had major strategists from big banks say 5 to 7 rate increases. Here's the problem. We have a $30 trillion deficit, okay, or debt, it's a cumulative federal debt. If they tax all of us at 100%, we're still going to have a $10 trillion deficit. So this is not going to be resolved by tax increases, not going to be resolved by raising rates too much. If they raise rates too much, it's going to kill us. Now, Jerome Powell at the end of the FOMC meeting said that he can't raise rates too much because of what's going on in Europe and elsewhere. You know, Japan's zero, Europe's was negative, now they're positive. So they're putting a cap on our rates. So, and we are doing this thing called modern monetary theory, which is unlimited money printing. This was pioneered by Mario Draghi in Europe when he was head of the ECB. He's now the Italian prime minister. And it's unfortunate, but we've gone beyond the point of no return. So we're going to have to learn to live with inflation, and we're going to have to look for inflation hedges, which is basically your home and the stock market.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Louis Navalier, founder and chief investment officer of Navalier & Associates. Thanks for joining us today.